Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And Gwyneth, thank you for teaching class today. Welcome.
That's all right. How are you?
Doing just great. Gwyneth, I'm really excited. I just got off the phone this morning. We're working on a project here at the farm that involves gravel and concrete and rebar. And we're working against time because there's a price increase starting the first of next month, which is just a few days away. And the rain has put us back. The rain has put everybody back. All the things that we need to do in preparation, and we can't do because of the mud. And so I called the quarry today, this morning before the broadcast, and I asked them if they wouldn't mind locking us in. That's something they typically don't do. And I talked to one of the owners, and so they have a concrete company and they have a quarry. And he said, no problem. I'll be glad to hold the price, no price increase. And I thought that was really neat. And so we started talking about concrete, et cetera. And I thought, gosh, he is the guy to have join the faculty to teach us about concrete. You know, how it works, the different strength mixes, the different types of aggregate, how to cure it so it is stronger, how to specify it when you buy it so that you get the correct mix for your job, because you can mix it lots of different ways, and you can put in more cement or less cement depending on the kind of work in your budget, and what the difference is, and whether you should add fiber to it, whether you should add calcium in the winter so that it doesn't freeze, all kinds of things. And he's really seriously considering coming on the air with us. So I'm all excited about that. And we'll be the first broadcast class, I think, in the world to have a concrete guy. Doesn't that sound great?
That sounds really good, because that's such an important topic. And concrete's something that if it's done right, it'll last for over 100 years. But if it's done wrong, it'll crumble in less than 10 years. You've got, in China, they call them tofu buildings because they put so little cement in the concrete that the buildings just fall apart. And that's apparently coming to the surface now, and it's a really big problem because people are able to crumble the building with just their hands in China. Mm-hmm. And this is like everything that's made in China, it just doesn't seem to last.
Right.
And, the Chinese people, that apparently goes for their own buildings as well.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't used to be like that in China, because they used to have buildings, there are some buildings in China that are many thousands of years old, but ones that have been built since, the communists took control, they just don't seem to be lasting the distance. And it's because that they have been using inferior concrete, just like they have inferior everything else, they have inferior concrete as well.
Yeah, and there's also an art and a science to curing concrete. So, for example, if you let the concrete dry quickly. I mean, everybody wants to pour the concrete and then start using it tomorrow. Well, if you pour concrete and you let it dry too quickly, it will become weaker. The idea is to let it take longer for the concrete to crystallize and gain strength. So what I do is I wet the surface that I'm going to put the concrete on and make sure it settles, number one. So the surface is damp underneath. Not muddy, just damp. And then we pour the concrete, and then as soon as the concrete starts to, just, you know, hours later, I mist it down with a hose, a garden hose and a mist, to keep it from drying out. Especially in the sun, I keep it misted for weeks, literally weeks. And ultimately, when it gets real, let's say several days in, you can get water on it and let the water sit on it, and that will keep it from drying out too quickly, and it'll make a much, much stronger concrete. So we'll have an expert, hopefully, teach us about how to do this, and also how to use rebar. And rebar is that concrete reinforcing bar. It's like a steel rod, comes to typically 20 feet long or less, and it has nubs on it that grip the concrete. And the thing about rebar, the iron that they use in rebar has exactly the same expansion and contraction ratio as concrete. So it expands and contracts as the concrete does, and it doesn't break the concrete. It actually holds it together. So that's why you use that. So anyway, those are some of the things that I'd really like to teach in this class. And how thick do you need to make the concrete? And around here they call it a specific sack, S-A-C-K mix. Like, how many sacks of concrete do you add to a cubic yard? Do you add five? Five and a half, six. So they call it five sack, five and a half sack, six sack. I refer to it a different way. I refer to it in the pressure, like I would call it 3,500 pound concrete or 4,000 pound concrete mix, etc., or 4,500 pound. But so we should talk about that, and I think it'd be a great class, and also about stone. What kind of stone do you put down for your driveway? You know, they take the big rocks and they crush them and they make little rocks out of it. Now, little rocks might be 3 or 4 or 5 inches in diameter, or they might be 1 inch or 1.5 inch, or they might be half inch, or they might be just dust. So what do you put where? And we'll be talking about that. I'm really looking forward to that. I wanted to share with you, Gwyneth, that I mentioned that we received our electric bill last Thursday. Got it out of the post office box, and we go to the post office typically every day, and we got our mail, and the electric bill was due on the day it arrived in the post office. So we were late. There's no way we can pay it and have it back at the electric company the day we receive it. We can't mail a check and have it arrive, you know, at the electric company the same day we receive it. So Mrs. Finelli talked to the gal at Laclede Electric, and of course they're familiar with me and my name, and that I ran for the board of directors. And you know, not everybody's happy with that, because they thought I would reduce all their salaries, I think. And so anyway, they told us that there was going to be a late fee, and that's all there was to it. And that really drove me crazy. So I decided to call the CEO, and actually, I asked Mrs. Finelli to call and leave a message for him to call me back after the broadcast was over yesterday, and he did. And I explained to him that there's a problem with the Postal Service, because we verified with our post office that there are irregularities and the mail is delayed. And so I said to him, so this is, and the guy's name is Mark Rocker, he is the CEO. And I said to him that the problem seems to be something that the board of directors should address. And that is that if people haven't received their electric bill in time for them to send in a payment, you need to waive the late fee and give them a break and not beat them up. And I said, I think this is something the board should be involved in. Would you mind discussing that with the board? And I think he thought maybe what I meant was, if I need to get involved and run for the board and make this happen, I'll probably do it. And so he told me that they were going to waive the fee. They're going to waive our fee, and he's going to address it because he thinks that because I mentioned it, it probably is a real problem, and they're going to address the problem of the delayed mail. And I explained to him that we have a credit card with Menards, and Menards pays us 2% back on all our purchases with them, and we buy a lot of stuff from the farm from Menards. And And it's only because they have the best price. And, you know, so anyway, we got, on the same day we got the electric bill last Thursday, we got the Menards credit card bill, and it was due tomorrow, meaning 1 week later. There's no way that we can get the statement, put it in the sun for a day, open it the next day, write the check, and have it arrive 10 days early for processing at the credit card company, which happens to be Capital One, which is a credit card issuer for Menards. So it's going to be late. So we call them, and this is the second time we've called them to say, hey, we got the bill, and we're going to pay you today, but you're going to get it late. And they always waive the late fee. So now it's two companies that we are seeing sending us bills that there's no way we can pay on time, and there would be a late fee unless we acted upon it. So bottom line is, class, if you have this problem and you get a bill that you can't pay on time because it arrived late, a bona fide reason why, you know, postal service reason why, for example, call the company up and tell them before it's due. And they will probably waive that fee because you're not the only guy calling them or the only gal calling. Gwyneth, your comments?
Yeah, I don't really have too many bills. I just have the internet. And that's really my only bill that I pay for a service ahead of time. So I buy prepaid phone credits. So yeah, but behind time. Sorry, it's
You prepay for your.
You should do that though.
You prepay for your
I
phone.
I pay for my mobile phone. I might pay for my mobile phone credits before I use them.
So, okay, I have a comment. I have a comment about that.
Prepaid cell phone.
Yeah. I have a comment about that. So I did a little investigation about what is less expensive, prepaid or postpaid. So prepaid is you buy one of those cards at a store, and you pay for it, and you get X number of minutes for a period of 30 days. The alternative is you have a plan with a cellular service provider like Verizon or T-Mobile or whatever the one in your country happens to be. And you pay, you use it, and then they send you a bill and you pay it. Now, the difference is huge in terms of taxes. And there are as many as 21 different taxes on a cellular telephone bill that is, you know, a contract where you pay them every month, and they send you a bill, compared to a prepaid phone card that you're using. So you probably only have, if you have a sales tax, you might have to pay that. And that's it, period. But if you have a Verizon plan, you might have 21 or 12 or 9 different taxes that are added on to your cell phone bill. So The least expensive way that I found is a prepaid plan, which is what you're doing. And I don't know if that's true in Australia, but it certainly is true in the corrupt corporation called the United States.
Well, in Australia, what I know, because I've had phones on plans before, and it just ends up being really hideously expensive because you end up paying the telephone company twice what your cell phone is worth over a period of 2 years. And, you know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And whereas you can buy off the shelf a $100 or $150 cell phone.
Hold that thought. A team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Grant, you were talking about the prepaid cell phone card. Please continue.
Yeah, you can get a cell phone off the shelf for maybe $150. And it's not the flashiest cell phone, but it does the job. And then you put the prepaid SIM in it, and you call up the cell phone company, and you activate the SIM, and then you pay... you buy a certain number of prepaid credits each month. And if you've got a bit more money and you think that you're going to need the data, then you buy more credits. But if you think, well, I better just buy $30 worth of credits this month and I'm going to be okay for the data, then you just buy the $30 credit. And then you're not locked into paying the cell phone company a huge amount of money, every single month. And if you don't, then you're in trouble. And if it's a really, really lean month, then I just don't buy data. I buy it the following fortnight. And this is it. So for me, it's a much better way to manage my cell phone. And I pay most of my bills because I live quite a long way from town and I can only get into town at the most once a fortnight. I usually pay most of my bills with my MasterCard, that is a debit card. And so I don't have so much the problem of the check, having to get the check off in time. So if I'm in town and I'm thinking, oh, well, I better get some cell phone credits, well, I can buy them at the supermarket. But If not, then I can use my MasterCard through my telephone and buy the credits that way through my cell phone itself. And so that's how I organize it. But the only other real bill I have coming in is for my satellite internet service, and that's not prepaid. That's, you know, you pay for the service the month after you've used the service, if that makes sense. But that's paid for as an automatic payment. But I can call up the company and I can say, listen, would you be able to put my payment through now? And they will do so. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, yeah. And when we're talking about cell phone taxes, I tried to find a list of taxes on the internet. I wasn't able to do it during the commercial break. It used to be available, and you could see it. All these taxes, you know, like the 20 different taxes that you could pay, depending on where you live, because all these municipalities, the cities, the counties, they all want their little piece. And by the time they add them all up, you know, like the fire department piece and the police department piece and the 911 piece and then the county piece and then the, you know, the town piece and the city piece and then the federal piece and the state piece. And you put it all together, you could have 20 of these different taxes on itemized on wow. your cell phone plan. Literally, I'm not kidding. So, but I couldn't find the list of all of these. And I think New York is the highest in terms of the number of different taxes. But in terms of the highest tax rate, it is Washington State. Now, just sharing the border with Washington State in the United States, not D.C., I'm just talking about the state on the left coast, 18.6% is the average state and local tax rate for cell phone taxes in Washington State. Now, one state below that is Oregon, and theirs is 1.8%. So Oregon pays 1.8%, and the next state going north is Washington State, and their tax rate is 10 times what their neighbor is, Oregon. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
So it varies by, you know, level of alleged representation by the, you know, local governments and the state governments, et cetera, as to what you're going to pay. Now, New York State is pretty high. It's 17.7%. Illinois is 15.8%. Nebraska is 18.5%. Florida is 16.6%. And the corrupt state of Missouri is 14.6%. So it depends on where you live or where your tax, where your cell phone plan is based out of, as to what tax you pay. So, Gwyneth, I'll be right back. We had not planned on talking about this at all, but that's the truth. Here it is.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Buddy Carter, the Republican from Georgia, on Tuesday introduced a bill to prohibit discretionary federal funds from going to states that provide state assistance to illegal immigrants, warning that those states are encouraging the ongoing migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Carter says he feels strongly that tax dollars that hardworking Americans pay should never go to illegal immigrants. But some states are gaming the system. The bill has 10 co-signers. California's in battle Governor Gavin Newsom has been ordered to pay $1.35 million in a settlement with L.A. area Harvest Rock Church of Pasadena over coronavirus restrictions. Under threats of imprisonment by the Newsom administration, the church's case made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and in February, in a 6-3 ruling, the high court was in favor of the church's rights. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A vote to establish a commission on January's takeover of the Capitol building could happen very soon. But is it what the American people really want in light of turmoil appearing around the world? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to hold a vote this week on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. But Senate Republicans are pushing back against a commission and will reportedly filibuster that bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission appears to be nothing more than a political exercise. He said Tuesday that while there are still more than 400 active investigations into the riots, forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22 ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
In what is described as a big step toward normalcy, Hawaii Governor David Ige on Tuesday announced that masks are no longer required outdoors and ocean sports would again be allowed. The changes come as Hawaii pushes more people to get vaccinated and as tourism continues to make a speedy recovery. Governor Ige said getting vaccinated is the best way to get to normal so that we can relax the restrictions. End quote. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I found a small partial list of some of the taxes and fees on cell phone plans. Here are just a few of them. 9/11. So they charge you for a 911 possible use. In case you call 911, they charge you for it, okay? So there's that fee for that. Then there's something called the Universal Service Fund. And that's something that you pay into, which provides rural and low-income communication services, whatever that is. Then there's the state telecommunications excise surcharge. Then there's the regulatory charge. Then there's the administrative charge. Then there's the state and local taxes. So each state, county, and city imposes its own tax. So that's three more. Just the state, the county, and the local. And then there are in California, there's a, well, there's a utility user tax. There's a telco, meaning telephone company, recovery fee. There's a regulatory programs fee. There is an e-waste recycling fee in California. And that's just to name a few of them. So I've seen as many as, I think, 20 to 21 different taxes and fees on a telephone cell plan bill that I looked at. So depending on where you live, it can, there are a lot of fees. Take a look at your bill and you know, determine for yourself how outrageous it is. And you may want to do what Gwyneth has done and go to a prepaid cell phone card and just get that refilled, you know, once a month as needed if you decide to do, you know, have a cell phone. Because then you only pay one tax, I believe, and that would be the sales tax. Okay? So,
yeah.
Gwyneth, back to you. What will you be teaching today?
Okay, I would like to talk about cryptocurrencies today, because that's a topic of quite some considerable discussion in the media from what I'm hearing, and there seems to be a lot of confusion and a lot of uncertainty about this topic. And so I would like to maybe try and fill in some gaps that might be out there. Does that make sense, Vincent? Yep.
You know, Gwyneth, okay. you dropped out. I had no idea what you said for about 5 seconds.
Oh, okay. I said, But maybe that was just me.
That might have been just me.
There's a lot of uncertainty about cryptocurrencies, and I would like to inform the class from what I can see of where this whole thing is going. And from what I can see, the central banks know that their fiat currencies are in deep trouble and are in the process of collapsing. And so they are in the process of helping to establish certain cryptocurrencies to replace the fiat currencies in a few years' time. And that includes some that are being set up specially by them. I've heard that the Chinese government is setting up their a fiat, you know, a central bank cryptocurrency, so they call it. And I think that the U.S. Federal Reserve is also setting up its own official cryptocurrency. But as well as that, Bitcoin has been more or less, you know, given the tick by the central bankers as being, well, this is what we are going to support going into the future. And for that reason, I believe that cryptocurrencies, all cryptocurrencies, that this is a system that has been established and it's not going anywhere. And that it's actually being set up in the long run to replace fiat currency. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. You know, I was talking to Bert Bertonis yesterday. And he said, you know, it's kind of easy to set up one of these cryptos. And he said, but why is it that none of them is backed by gold? Why? Do you have an answer for that?
Oh, gosh. I think that there might be one or two of them out there that is gold-backed. But then you get into a difficult problem. Because how are you going to align which crypto coin aligns with which piece of gold, if that makes sense? There have been people who have tried to work out that problem, because you can melt down a gold coin and you can remint it. Or if you live in an area like I do, which is actually a goldfield, I live in the middle of the Victorian goldfields, and most of the towns around here that were established back in the early foundation days were established as gold camps. So a gold camp got set up, and then, you know, a hotel got put in, and, you know, livery stables, and then, you know, some blacksmiths and engineers and all the rest of it. Before you know it, you've got a town. How are you going to say which piece of gold goes with which piece of cryptocurrency? And if you get a new piece of gold, how are you going to line that up with your cryptocurrency? And I think that that is the problem. And I think that gold is going to continue to have a role of being current currency. It's been currency since the dawn of time. And I have a gold detector, and I intend to go out doing some gold detecting in some of the riverbeds that are around here, because some of the largest gold nuggets that have ever been found in the history of the world have been found just a few miles from my house. So, you know, for instance, there's a nugget called the Hand of Faith, which I believe now resides in an American casino. And the Hand of Faith nugget was found around about 10 miles from here. So not very far away at all. At a stretch, for me, when I'm feeling healthy, would be a good day's walk. And you also have the Blanche Barkley nugget, was also found around here. And there was another nugget called, oh gosh, what was it called? The Kangaroo nugget. There was another nugget that was found more or less within 10 miles of this of my house. So there have been, but as well as that, you have got people come and they do gold detecting every week, and they come all the way from Melbourne, which is about 200 miles away. And according to what they say, they usually at least make their petrol money back. They usually at least pay their gasoline bill to come out here, and they have a nice weekend camping, and they have a metal detector with them, and they go detecting, and they find enough gold to pay for their holiday and make a bit of a profit. So, they're coming all the way from Melbourne and doing that, I guess I could probably take my metal detector in a backpack and go for a walk one day and do the same thing and then walk home in the evening. You know, but this is it. I think that that is the, getting back to it, I think that's the problem with gold and cryptocurrencies and why they can't just line the two up. Now, the thing of, oh, well, you can just, anyone can just invent their own cryptocurrency. Yes and no, okay? The technology is now well developed, okay? And you, if you know what to do, you can set up your own blockchain. But the thing is that you're going to have to get other people to also mine the coins. And you're going to have to get those coins accepted by the crypto community as a, you know, as a foundationally solid coin. And you have to get the things like cryptography and privacy correct, or it's not going to be any good at all. And I mean, you get some coins that don't have very good cryptography, that don't have very good privacy, and that are more or less joke coins. And they still trade, people still buy them, and people still sell them, and people still use them. But everybody knows that they're really not worth, and will never be worth, as much as a coin with good cryptography and good privacy settings. Now, an example of a coin that doesn't have very good privacy, doesn't have very good cryptography, but that just about everybody can mine, is Dogecoin. That's, its ticker is D-O-G-E. And it's spelled D-O-G-E-C-O-I-N. And, or Dogecoin, some people call it. And that's got the little, for its logo, it's got a little picture of a Shiba Inu dog sort of looking up and to one side. The meme of the Shiba Inu, I think everybody knows what I'm sort of talking about. But it hasn't, it's a joke. It's always been a joke. It was set up as a joke. But it's never going to be worth very much because, you know, everybody knows that it was just, it's got no mining cap. That means it can be mined endlessly. And at some stage, the world's just going to end up getting flooded with Dogecoin. And it's just going to, you know, lose its value completely. So why would you have it? But in the meantime, you know, you can go on the internet, and if you've got a reasonable internet speed, you can just tap on your keypad or your mouse or whatever and just mine Dogecoin just by tapping on the button, you know, and every certain number of taps of your key, then you get a coin. Whoop-de-doo. Wow, that's amazing. You've just got 60 cents for doing, you know, like 50 key taps of your mouse or whatever. However many it is. But this is it. Yeah, that cryptos are not just cryptos. And even Bitcoin's sort of the big daddy, mostly because it was the first one. And it has reasonable cryptography. But because the banksters have gotten a hold of it in the last few years, its privacy has really suffered. I'd like to continue talking about this after the break, Vincent.
Yeah, and the IRS wants in, and they want to be able to crack the wallets. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, there's a report by Crypto News, and they say that the IRS is hiring hackers who can crack Bitcoin wallets. What an outrage. What an outrage. The whole purpose of Bitcoin was supposed to be privacy, but obviously that's gone by the wayside. So now there's a, well, we all know that there is a transactional list maintained with Bitcoin. So isn't there a story about someone who bought something maybe questionable with Bitcoin? You want to tell that story?
Yeah. I listened to a couple of people who have to do with Bitcoin, and some of these people might live in countries around the United States. And one of them might have had a friend that lived in the United States that wanted to buy something that maybe they shouldn't have been buying. And I'm not sure if this person lived in the United States or in a country near the United States. Okay? So I'm deliberately trying to keep the details of this obscure. But they tried to buy something from the United States that might have been legal in the United States but maybe wasn't in the country that they were from. And they were traced back to, pretty well right away. And it was found out about pretty well right away. And, within minutes, their bank account was frozen. And they were getting all sorts of interesting phone calls from people wanting to know what they were doing. And I don't know if this person managed to talk their way out of prison or whatever, but, it just goes to show that it's not really that private and that they are watching you when you spend your Bitcoin, they are watching you. And there are ways to anonymize Bitcoin on the dark web, and they work. but you can also get ripped off that way, and you can very easily end up losing your Bitcoin. So you have to really do your research and make sure that you know which one of these Bitcoin anonymization services is genuine and is not just going to take your Bitcoin. This is it. So there are ways around it, but the easier way, if you want to maintain your privacy, is to go with what's called a privacy coin. And there's a number of privacy coins out there on the, you know, in the world of blockchain. But the three that seem to have risen to the surface are Monero. Its ticker is XMR. You spell Monero, M-O-N-E-R-O. And there's another one called Wownero. That's W-O-W-N-E-R-O. And its ticker is W-O-W. And one that is my personal favorite, which probably won't surprise anybody out there in the class, is a coin that is called Pirate Coin. And its ticker is A-R-R-R. So that's Pirate Coin in particular is a coin that is, let's just say that it's specifically designed for all of the people out there in the world of blockchain and internet who really, really like pirates. And that can be taken a number of ways. And, of course, I like pirates. You know, for anybody who's new in the class, in my past life, I was a pirate. I was the mate lot of Bartholomew Roberts, who was called the teetotaling pirate king. So I was George Wilson, and I've known that I was George Wilson, ever since my husband Archie was alive. And when he was, he was the teetotaling pirate king. He had past life memories of that. But I've done whole broadcasts on that topic in the past, so I won't go into it much here now. But I like pirates. And so the pirate coin is a favorite of mine. And I think that it has probably the greatest potential, or they all have good potential, for people who want to keep their affairs private. But I'd like to, I think I can hear music again, Vincent.
Yeah. I have a comment about freezing bank accounts when we come back, and then please continue. That really bothers me, the potential for having a frozen bank account and what that can mean to a family. And I'm talking about someone who is absolutely toeing the line, doing the right thing, and having their bank account shut down without access. We'll be right back after these top-of-the-hour announcements.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.